Blog Talk Radio.
To come before you. I am Dr. Loretta D. Smith, the host of The Love Cafe. And we're aired on every other Thursday, and our call-in number is 347-857-4192. And if you want to check us out on the web link, you can. You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Way Production. And if you're interested in tweeting the show, you have that opportunity as well, at Lorenza D. Smith 15, at Dr. Lorenza Smith with the number 1. And we're also going to be broadcast on Facebook as well as Instagram. So we have an opportunity in Periscope, which is Twitter. We're so glad to have you. Now, on Facebook, you want to really check this show out. Now, you have an opportunity. I see some people signing in as I speak. You go to Facebook.com/DRL DeAlberto Smith. That's my handle for Facebook. And for Twitter, you have at Lorenza D. Smith. So you have an opportunity to be a part of this. We're going to have an awesome night tonight. Now, let's talk about the Love Cafe. What I want you to do while you listen to where we're going to go with this show, I want you to get comfortable. I want you to get you something to drink. It may be a beverage of any type you prefer, a libation, and get you something to chew on in the form of, if it's not dinner time for you, it's lunch. I mean, it's more or less getting ready for dinner. So we want you to have a ball because this is the Love Cafe. And the menu that deals with the Love Cafe, which is the real love talk show that soothes the love appetite. Now, the menu is so important here. We talk about the starters and the appetizer, which is the lust. We want to make sure we talk about the lust a little bit. Then we move forward to the entree, which is the attraction. And last but not least, as we begin to wrap that dinner up or wrap that menu up, you know, put it up, put a bow on it, we come with the dessert, and that will be the attachment. And that's what we're talking about. We're going to talk about all those things that leads to an awesome meal at the cafe. So please take time to relax and enjoy us, because we have an awesome topic to talk about tonight. And our topic is titled, Love Don't Cost a Thing. You know, we got to really realize what love is all about. As we look at the acronym in our Love Cafe, we always want to distinctly discuss the acronym. The L is the listening. And we got to always be able to listen. That don't mean you're just talking all the time and not listening. You have to allow your partner, your spouse, or your whoever it may be to communicate, because communication is all in relationships, whether it's a family relationship, it's an intimate relationship, or whether it's a marriage, or whether it's just a boyfriend, girlfriend, it's your significant. You have to be able to communicate, so you must be able to listen. The O is overcoming, in some cases, overlooking those individual faults. We can't spend our time faulting somebody and say that's the reason why I can't be successful at the Love Cafe or in this relationship. So you have to think about that O, which is overcoming or overlooking. The V is how valuable is that relationship? Are you willing to take a lot of time to make sure that relationship is successful? Again, whether it's a marriage, are you willing to give up on it? When you're talking about love, it means going way beyond what you would normally do. So how valuable do you see that relationship? And the E is always everything, excitement, expectations, encouragement. All of that is the E to this Love Cafe and the acronyms of love that goes along with what we're going to talk about tonight. Love don't cost a thing. So you're saying the love is all about listening, overcoming, valuing what I'm doing, and to the point of putting everything before sometime how I feel to make sure our relationship is successful. Having expectations, having excitement, being able to do that. So we're talking about whether love costs anything. First of all, before we can move forward and talk about whether it costs anything, we have to look at what is love. My personal feeling about love is something internal. Internal meaning that it's coming in for me is it's going to be from my heart. And it's going to be for my soul. One of the things that creates so many challenges in relationships and marriage is that people are not able to relinquish that heart so someone else can have an opportunity to be there in your heart. A person not able truly to allow that person to get to your soul, which is your temple. This is your temple. And this temple only should be, you know, entered when you're allowed and when you're ready for it. Everybody may not be ready for it. So when we're talking about love, we're just talking about having that feeling from inside. We're having that thing that's internal, not external. Love is a state of mind. And we have to always keep that in mind. Love is how you believe you feel about something. Self-love is really important, because when we're talking about a healthy relationship, you have to love yourself. So if you figure you're comfortable enough where you love yourself and you can love somebody else, share that gift with them, then you have an understanding of what love may be for you. You've also got to understand love is a chemical process that is happening in the brain. That's why we say it's a state of mind for people who have fallen in love. That's what it is, a chemical process. You know, it's unconditional. Love is unconditional. And you know what? It's not for everyone. Everybody is not built to provide that love for you. Last week, we talked about relationship and kind of relationship function without love. And we distinctly said from the beginning, yes, a relationship can function without love. Because if that is something you want to participate, be a part of, and you don't see an ultimate process of getting to the end result, then it can be. You don't have to put your, pretty much, you can let your feelings be in it, but you can't let that internal part get into just in that relationship unless you're planning to move to that relationship to another level, which is a life partnership. So we have to keep that in mind when we're moving on through life and we're growing. Now, the call-in number, so you can be a part of that, I want you to be a part of the show tonight, 347-857-4192, press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on live so you can chat with us about what you think about love and what love means to you. And then during the process, I'll ask you to give us your last name, first name, or however you choose, or the location, then just come in and give your comments. You'll begin to share your thoughts with them. We'll also say love inspires feelings to compel you to be loyal to the person you're committed to. Commitment requires you to be comfortable with being loyal to that person. There's no question about it. If you're not ready to commit and move into that, you're not ready to give that gift. Now, we have to keep in mind that gift is that I'll tell you I love you because it's coming from the internal part of me. That's a gift. That gift is available for you, and it's available where you're able to reciprocate that gift back to me. If you're not able to reciprocate that gift back to me, then 9 out of 10, we're going to have a problem right there. So we have to look at it. So, again, the title is Love Don't Cost a Thing. And the thing about it, it's not, because it's from you. It's from that internal part of you that you're willing to share with somebody, willing to give that part of you that someone hopefully will be comfortable enough to accept that and return the same thing to you. Love, and we're talking about true and real love. True love is about peace, you know, talking about being at peace, having joy. When you say you're loving somebody and you're unhappy, you don't have any excitement into it. Let's look at, there's no joy in that relationship between you two. And you say, okay, I love you, but I'm not feeling good about it. It's not internal with me. You know, I feel like I'm in this by myself. So we look at love and we say what true love and real love is. You also, love is happiness. If I'm unhappy, I just think that we need to make the effort to move in a different direction. It may hurt. Life sometimes is all about you encounter things that may hurt you, but we're this makeup we have inside of us that we'll be able to lift ourselves up, because we're going to be put in the direction of somebody who we really, really can appreciate the love that you have, the love you're trying to give. Also, when we're looking at true love, we have to kind of remember those things that we talked about in the acronym. True love is all about listening to your mate, listening to your spouse, listening to your significant other. It's all about overlooking their faults. Don't look at somebody else's fault and you're not able to look at what's going on with you. And you have to take time to realize you have to do that. Look internally in yourself. Check yourself. Do self-assessment of yourself so you'll know how I can share this part of me with that person I believe is the person I will say my soulmate, or that person I'm willing to be my life partner. You have to be able to understand it from within. You have to value that person. And when we're talking about valuable, is that you don't take them for granted. You know, some of the things you hear from every now and then, you hear from individuals when they're talking about marriage, and marriage is stale. It's stale because you haven't taken time to assess that marriage, to see where you are. And you're also built in your mind, that state of mind you got now, that it ain't all about love, it's all about getting out. You have a situation where people got 90% out and 10% in, giving just enough to make that marriage work, giving just enough to make that relationship work. And if you're not willing to give what's needed so you can be successful, 9 times out of 10, you're going to run into some problems giving of yourself and making that relationship valuable. It has to be valuable to you. You can't wait on somebody else to make it valuable for you. You have to do. Again, look at our E, which is encouragement. In a When you're in love, you encourage your partner. You be supportive of your partner. You uplift your partner. When times are not, they're not feeling good, you got to be there to be able to hug them, show affection. Love is all about affection. You know, valuing that, showing the expectation through affection. We have to keep that in mind. One of the things on my show on the Tuesday night show, the Dr. Lowe show, my co-host was talking. I have a new co-host that's been joining me on a regular basis, which is Pastor Eddie Pratt. He's a relationship strategist, and he's also a coach. He said, some people are not just built for marriage. I wanted to take that to another level. Some people are not built to be able to love. And it's just, and it's come from your foundation. It comes from your background. It comes from what you encounter in your life that not allow you to do that. I always say foundation start when you see something, when you begin to lay the bricks for success. That's when foundation start. We can't go back and forth something 30 years ago, 20 years ago, 10 years ago. What we are looking at is what's going on now. If my foundation has been lacking, had cracks in it 20 years ago, now I want to build a foundation that have the rhubarb in it so it's going to withstand the storms. It's going to withstand the rain. These kind of things we look at to see is so important to loving somebody. That gets to the point we want to talk about what love means to me and what love means to you. You know, as I pray, I say, God, you know, what I desire is somebody that's going to be able to love me and mean it. I desire somebody who's going to care for me and mean it. I want somebody to show affection for me and mean it. And I had to keep that on there because when I put it, you can't just show it to kind of get what you need. And forget about you're in that relationship. We're talking about love now and how love should be for you. But then again, you have your own understanding. But I'm saying for me, I want that person to make me that very important part and value me in our relationship or in our marriage. God, send me that person. Value what we have going on. Value who I am. Not taking me for granted. Now, what for you, you have to think about looking at those things. We can look at all the specific traits. People throw traits for a relationship and help in marriage. We can talk about it. You know, love to you may be communication. Being able to listen. Being able to articulate to your spouse and be able to have a discussion, I call a healthy discussion, to agree to disagree. That's what love is all about. Put all the faults back. No matter what someone did in regards to how they may encounter, how they was in their earlier life, when they grew up, their background. If you're willing and feel like you can love them and give them that gift of love, and you feel like they're going to return that back to you, you have to put all that other stuff behind you. Start building that foundation with that rhubarb the day you're making a commitment. So communication is so important. Another thing we're talking about, if you say what love means, I want someone to be honest. I have no problem with people being straightforward with me, but I want them to be honest with me. And you can only be honest with me when you're honest with yourself. Trust. See, one of the things when we're talking about love, I got to be able to trust you. But I can't trust you if I can't trust myself. I'm struggling with that, so I'm never able to love you because I don't trust you and I don't trust myself. It's, you gather the process of what makes you feel good and feels that you, what love means to you. So you'll know that this is important. Assess you, even if you're married now. Go back and assess your marriage to see exactly where you all are. If you're, you know, honey, I love you to death, but I really, really, truly need you to understand where I'm coming from. And I'm coming because I'm basing on the traits that allow me to, you know, we're not communicating. We're having a problem here communicating. We have a problem with trust. And I have to take time to make sure I understand what trust means to me. And that way I can share that with you. I can share self-love. Love is all about self-love as well. I didn't say anything about selfishness. I didn't say anything about egotistic. I didn't say anything about that. Because you have a selfish love and you have an egotistic love. But you also have a true and a real love. Self-love. If I'm able to reach inside of myself and project from my internal part the love that I have in my heart and my soul for you, so I love myself enough to love you and give you the gift of love. And I'm not afraid because I trust myself with you. And I hope you're able to do the same thing. It's so important that we look at love when we're talking about a traits that and characteristics that moves to you being healthy in a marriage, in a relationship, and dating is a connection. It has to be some form of connection there. You haven't been in situations that not think back, and I wouldn't want to. Some may take longer. Think back that you ran across somebody and you and talking with them, you like when they talk, we haven't done this before, but you never met them before. That's an internal connection there. That's an internal connection. And that internal connection allowed me to relinquish whatever walls I have built up. Walls I have built up inside so I can open my heart and my soul so you can be in, you can love me and I can love you because we have a connection. Commitment. Love means commitment. You know, we talked on our show recently, about a month ago, about real commitment. And my only debate with being real committed was, you know, I'm committed to doing whatever it takes to make this successful, and it's coming from my heart, it's coming from my soul, so I'm really committed. But I think that commitment comes about when we're willing to do it. When you are willing to be committed to whatever you feel comfortable that pleases you internally. Willing to be committed. And if you're not willing, it's impossible for you to really experience love like it needs to be love, need to be experienced. You have to be. And then love is dedication. I'm sharing what I'm experiencing, what I'm going through life and how I've been through life is dedication. I'm dedicated and devoted to making sure the relationship, you know, in my life, I've been married twice. But as I begin to get older like I am, I can look back and see the things I know I could have done better. I did not commit like I should have been committed. I did not dedicate myself like I should. I was not devoted. I dedicated myself to certain things. I dedicated myself to working, to providing. But I didn't dedicate myself to loving. I didn't dedicate myself to being in love. And I had this discussion with my ex-wife. I shared with her in regards to love. You got to be working from your internal part. And if you're not working from the internal part, you're selling that person short. And they don't deserve it. They don't deserve it. And that's what you're talking about, love, and what love means to me. You should share with me what love means to you. You can get on the board on Facebook and share your thoughts, or you can call in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. Make sure I make you live so you can chat with us. You can share your name or location. Then offer your expertise. That's what it's all about. This is the Love Cafe, the real love talk show that soothes your appetite. That's what we're talking about, love. The next topic we want to focus on is we're going to discuss why love is the most important thing in life. Someone said, man, it's living. That's the most important thing. You can be living and making all the money in the world. You don't have that internal part where you're able to love people around you. Now, you can love the materialistic thing of money. Yes, you can. You may call that love. It's a different thing when you really love an individual. You're willing to give your heart and your soul to. Now, we have to remember, without love, as I just said about money, loses its value. We've heard stories of millionaires and multimillionaires and sometimes billionaires who are very unhappy because they don't have love in their life. No matter how much money you have, it loses its value when you don't have any love. Having love of someone is very important too. That's how love is. You can love somebody, but they must reciprocate love back to you. See, we as humans, we are sociable. We branch out and we be in certain circles and we be with certain people. If we're not open to love, even be comfortable around those people, we're not going to be too happy. So it's important. Love is very important. You know, love is important to having a close relationship with people you can turn to. That's why family is so important. That's why friends are so important. You choose and select friends. Family is shared and given to you because God bless you in the DNA and in the birth. We have a call on the line. We have other callers, but this caller is, I recognize the number. I see her on Facebook. I'm hoping she can share a couple of things. I want to jump in and at least introduce herself, but I will share. She's one of our hosts of our show that come on Thursday at 8 o'clock. We do it once a month called the Minister Shannon Show. And I see she's joining. She put up the, she impressed the one, so I can see she wants to share her thoughts. And I'm going to give her an opportunity. I'm going to make her live. Minister Shannon, thank you for joining us. And I want you to share your thoughts with this Minister Shannon. How you doing, Minister Shannon?
I'm okay. Can you hear me?
Yes. Oh, you're beautiful. You're signing.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't call in to take over the show. Just wanted to tell everybody hello. I hope everybody is getting something, as you always do, from Doc and Love Cafe. I came in, I think you were talking about experience with your ex-wife and how you didn't make time for love. And talking, I think I was kind of in and out on that. I concur with everything you said. And I started to laugh because I was thinking about a gentleman that I told today that, sweetie, I can't be nothing but your friend. Because when love is not natural, when you got to force it, when you begin to talk to a person and try to learn about a person, and it's almost like pulling teeth, having a baby, then that means you're not compatible. And this is my opinion. the compatibility is not there. I'm like, God, I've been married and divorced twice. So at 45, at 45, okay. If I don't know what I like by now, after two husbands and been in the same body 45 years, something is wrong. So communication is key. Early in life, you need to know that, you know, in my relationship, in my marriage, we need to communicate. If that's lost, everything is lost. So I did have that responsibility to tell the gentleman today that we can only be friends because I'm too old to fight with a person to talk to me. If you can't talk to me, you definitely can't spend time with me. That's just my little tip on relationships.
And Minister Shannon, I thank you. Minister Shannon, thank you so much for joining. But she will be coming back. We know we're working on to get her set in, get her set up so she can schedule her show, which is on the fourth Thursday of the month. And we're working toward getting, and we're going to get together and talk and get her back in. She talked about just plain old life issues, you know, and she put a spin. Our co-host is Elder McKnight, Kendall McKnight. He'd be joining her, and they'd be at it. You know, sometimes be, you know, a male against female type thing. She don't like for me to do that. but a lot of time they go at it hard, and you can join them. But I'm going to get together with her to make sure we get that date coming up, and we kind of been off the radar for a minute, and a lot been going on. Coronavirus been going on, COVID-19, as we understand. Now we are beginning to kind of get everything in regards to our show back in place, and we will talk about it, Minister Shannon, and we do thank you for joining us at this time, sharing your thoughts on that communication as we talk with everybody, and communication is so important. Thank you again so much, Minister Shannon.
Thank you.
Okay. It's also so good to understand that when you're talking about love being the most important thing in life, we got to remember love connects us with other individuals. It connects us. And we have to keep that in mind. You know, our hearts are good hearts, and our hearts are open to people. That's love in our heart that allows us to connect with those individuals. It allows us to grow and prosper. And that's what we're talking about, how important it is to life. You know, everything we do, when we do things, we tie a sense of love with it. On the job, I love going to work. You know, I love going to work. People will say that. I've worked, you know, over 30-some years before I eventually retired, and I'm still going to work now because I work over the university here in the central part of Alabama as one of the adjunct professors and working with student teachers and everything. I love working. And you know, as I said, love, because I'm saying that I'm able to go through the process of listening while I'm at work, overcoming some of the challenges, valuing what I do, and I'm excited and I'm encouraged. Just acronyms ties into that. So, but it also allowed me to connect with that team over in that College of Education. I need to connect with them, and that's what love is all about. It's a path to self-discovery. Just remember that self-discovery. You check your, you know, we talk about self-love, we talk about self-esteem, self-motivation. That's love. Love is so important. It gives you a path to self-discovery. Check yourself. I talk about assessing yourself, reevaluating yourself. See where I'm going in life. I'm all about looking at the pros and cons, you know, just like you do if you're going to, I'm thinking about going to take a new job. You know, I'm going to assess and look at some of the pros and cons, what I should do, what I should leave my old job. It's the same way what love allows us to do. Once we understand and know what it means to us, it allows us to have that path to self-discovery. So I'll exactly know who I am. Something that's part of life in regards to intimacy, sex. You know, love allows you to understand how important sex is. in your life? If it's the most important thing, without understanding the consequences that come along with it, then you will have to definitely assess yourself. But it is. It's a part of a relationship. It's part of a marriage. So it's important for life. It's an important thing in life. Love is more of an excellent source of motivation. I do. I just said it about self-motivation. I keep saying if you're willing, ready to be dedicated and devoted to doing something that intrigues your motivation, so you'll go out and do whatever it takes to be successful. So love is an excellent source of motivation. I'm going to work hard at something I love. I'm telling you. So when we're in a relationship and we understand it's love, or we're in a marriage or a partnership in regard to that life partner, you have to really, really realize that you are motivated by love, motivated to see it succeed, not giving up. Sometimes we have to make the decision to step away for the greater good. But love allows you, through being the most important thing in life, to be able to see that. Love is a reformer and a teacher. That's what love is. Love teaches you. It helps reform you. That's what love. Once you begin to understand things like that, you have a better outlook on things. It's a teacher. It's a reformer. Love gives you great feeling. Everybody can attest to that. But the call-in number, I want you to be a part of this before I finish up this topic, is that call in 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I identify you with the last four digits of your cell or your telephone number. Then I'll distinctly ask you to give your location, your name, and offer your expertise. The last thing, love is, just like I said, the future is yours. When you understand love is important, the future is yours. You can do a lot of things when you know love is the most important thing for your success in life. Failure is not an option when you're dealing with love. True love. I'm not saying selfish love. I'm not talking about egotistic love. I'm talking about true love. Failure is not an option. It allows you to be successful in the future. And that's what it's all about. So those are the things that consider to be important things in life in regards to love. The next one is a question I just saw. It said, girl, I want to love you right. And I'm going to take a minute to talk about that. You're telling a young lady, or either young lady's telling a male, I want to love you right. I can't love you right unless I understand what love is and what it means to me, and then what it means to you. If I'm not understanding myself, and then I definitely can't understand where you're coming from, love is not. It's not going to allow me to love you right. All the things I just discussed previously is all about being able to love that person right. Love your wife right. Love your spouse, your husband. Love your significant other. That's what we have to understand. Queen Minister Lewis, which is Minister Shannon, said, what is my right love? Does that person know? Does he know? I keep saying the person, he or she must know as well how to love me right in return, I'm able to love you right. You can be in love with yourself. There's nothing wrong with having self-love, but love is so important. You remember, as we discussed, to life that you like to share it to somebody who's going to love you right. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. When you're talking about girl, boy, I want to love you right. I got to know how. I got to know what's your expectation, what's the goals, what is love to you, what it means to you. All these things have to be discussed through what? Communication. Once we're able to get over that hump, we can work toward having a relationship that's full of love, called a loving relationship. And there's four things we keep in mind what you want to be in a loving relationship. First of all, you want to have love. You want to have the listening. You want to have the overcoming. You have the value. You have the expectation. You have the excitement. You have that person, I'm gonna walk on hot coals for you. I'm going to walk across the water. I'm going to do whatever. This is what love to me. I'm going to be loyal. I'm going to be compassionate. I'm going to be willing to give. I'm going to work to provide peace, joy, and happiness through all that love because I want to have a loving relationship. Intimacy. This is another key to a loving relationship. Once I understand love, intimacy, when I'm loving you, it's exciting. Keep that in mind. Romance. You know what it's always said, romance without finance. You know, that's one of the things you hear folks talking that craziness. But you have to understand what romance is in a loving relationship. We talked about it on the show about 2 weeks ago. You know, sending a text, sending some flowers, delivering some flowers. They say, hey, I'm buying lunch for you today. Why? Because I just love you. That's what we're talking about. She come home and stuff, and you know she's tired. Even though you tired, you say, okay, baby, just have a seat. Go get you a warm bath, a shower. I'm going to cook dinner today. Romance. You don't have to go all around the world. You have romance in your home. And we have to keep that in mind. Minister Sandler has a statement, have a question, said, why can't black men, not all but most, why don't they understand sex is not the first thing that you should come out of your mouth? On the first date, second date, third date, not understanding that when I first meet you, it's a meet and a greet, which is our associate peer. Now, in regards to romance, just because some guys take a young lady out on a dinner date and you have everything brought in, what you can afford. I'm going to say that because I've heard two instances where the person wanted to take somebody out, and I've seen it also on some of these shows, talk shows, and it was talking about taking them out and want to take them to Ruth Chris. And if you know anything about that, it's, you know, it costs more than a penny or two, quite a few pennies. And you take them out, and then you can't afford it, and you complain about it. But then if you can pay for it, you want the reward of that thing that you skip over, which is sex. Just because I took you for a romantic dinner don't mean that it's time to have sex. And we have to get that in our mind. Share that with everybody. But you have, one of the things I think is so important is communication. Communicate. Because sometimes you have to communicate about where you're going to eat. Don't just take somebody because it might be the most expensive bar, expensive grill, or expensive restaurant day here. They may not have anything on the menu that allows them to be comfortable. It may be something that causes their allergy to break out. They may be allergic to it. Just talk about it. Communication is so important through the process of romance. Sitting down, dinner, you and your spouse, even with your children at that time every day if you can, and just sit there and just enjoy each other. And if you have a gift to give to, let that gift be from your heart and from your soul, which is, I love you. That's the gift. And sex is a thing that's a part of a loving relationship. And you still have to communicate when you're dealing with sex. Talk with each other about the importance of this experience, you, because that experience in them, you know, is really important. But it's part of a loving relationship. We talk pretty much about our title of the show, Love Don't Cost a Thing. You said it costs a love, and one thing you're going to remember, love don't cost a thing. No, but love is never free. You're giving it from your heart and your soul, and it's a state of mind. So it's not free. You're giving it from your internal part of you. All of this I'm talking about is internal. State of mind is internal. A heart and soul is internal. We have to keep that in mind. It's not all about how much money I'm spending. I'm what bankroll. I'm a bankroll this situation. That ain't what it is. That ain't love. That's a satisfaction for you. Hoping you'll be rewarded. Hoping you will be rewarded. So we have to always keep that in mind and move forth, you know, to be successful. Like I said, you know, some people look at love and put a price tag on it. You can't do that. Look, it don't cost, but it ain't free, but it requires most people to give. That's why it don't cost a thing. You don't have to spend all the money, but it ain't free neither. So that requires you to give in return. If you're not ready to reciprocate that love that's being given to you or that gift of I love you, then 9 times out of 10, you're going to struggle, really, really struggle with being successful with that partner. And you're going to continue this cycle. You're going to keep running to the same problem until you're able to identify the meaning of love to you, where that love is coming from, using the mental state to make sure you don't let the emotional part drive the car all the time. You're dealing in reality. And that way you can be successful. Last thing I want to touch on before I close the head tonight is that we talk about the traits all the time, characteristic of a healthy relationship with love. We always talk about self-love. I've said that over and over. I've shared it throughout tonight's Love Cafe. Trust. I talked about trust. It's so important that you trust yourself before you can trust anybody else. Honesty. I tell you, if you ain't ready to be honest in this relationship, then you're not going to be successful. You're not ready to be honest in this marriage. You're not going to be successful. And you have to make sure you move. I know some people just have you boiling inside, and you go to a point you're not feeling comfortable, and you just have to put yourself under control. But you got to be trustworthy. You have to be honest. Share that with them. They may not can accept it right then, but they can accept you sharing with you what you really need to share with them. Don't have 10% in and 90% out. Put that 110% in. Give all the efforts to make sure that relationship is successful by doing these things like communicating, being able to listen, not trying to out-talk each other, not trying to say something, not trying to say something hurt somebody. Because when you start doing that, you become to the point of being disrespectful. Some people don't even realize they can become very disrespectful through their communication. You have to work on that. That's part of a healthy relationship with love, is you have to work on communication all the time. I say it's the most important thing. Some people may not say it's the most important thing, but it's the most important thing to me that I'm able to communicate with you. But if I feel like I'm like beating my head on the wall, I am a person to take a step back and don't feel like I need to do anything. Maybe the writing might be already on the wall and you already know it. Because I don't like going, you know, into something where I know it's already going to be an unhealthy debate. And you have to be willing to accept that there's no other talking I need to do. Because apparently we're not listening. Apparently you'll keep someone keeping score here. I'm a one up you. And that's not good communication. That's probably poor. It is poor communication. People are giving you directives. When our hashtag is communicate for understanding, that means I'm going to be listening to you and I'm expecting you to do the same thing. If we disagree, we'll agree to disagree. We're going to have a healthy debate. If you want to say argument, we're going to have a healthy argument, not something that keep creating us to be bitter, not somebody to the point where we dislike each other. We have to move beyond that when we're talking about communication. The next thing in a healthy relationship, a connection. I keep saying you got to be able to connect with that person. You connect with them from the beginning. Sometimes, you know, all the time we got to remember, you know, we date to marry, marriage to date. When you're dating to marry, you do all those things that connected you with that person. When you get married, you still got to continue to do those things because you got to date now, date to marry, marry to date. Continue today to do those things. You call them, they call you. But if you start off and the texting was the way y'all got started, that is something, you know, it already showing that you don't, that's what you're comfortable with. You may connect through that way. But I think, I feel that's an internal thing that causes you all to be connected to each other. And dedication, if you're not understanding what dedication is, it's just giving all your greatest effort for a project that you think going to be success, or a relationship you say going to be success, or a loving, healthy relationship you want to be successful. And last but not least, as we get ready to close it out, is commitment. I shared thoughts on commitment in a relationship as regard to what love means to me. It means committed. I'm committed to you. I'm committed to giving 110%. I won't be comfortable having 10% in and 90% out. I might well be 100% out. So I don't want to be that way. I want to be committed. And that way I'm going to be willing to work as hard as possible to be successful. No room for not doing what you're supposed to do. Given a hard day of work, given a great job to be successful, in your marriage, in your relationship, in your family relationship, in your friendship, you know, working towards your life partner, all of those requires you to be ready to be committed. It's been an awesome show tonight. I appreciate everybody who's joined us. And I want to give my shout out to those individuals who joined us and let you know I really appreciate it. We have Nikisha Lee. Thank you, Nikisha, so much for joining us tonight. We have Latte Pickett. Latte was on our show, which is the real talk show we had. It's named Talking Real to You Now. She was one of our first guests, and I do appreciate her joining us tonight as well. Thank you, Latte, so much. We have Marcus Cheney, my frat brother, the international Director of Education of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. Thank you, Marcus, out of that Midwest. Thank you for joining us so much. Oh, my good friend, Patty, Commissioner Patty Rowe down in Hale County. Thank you, Patty, for joining us so much. She's also has a photography setup that she do. She's a photographer that do a lot of shots with people, glamour shots. You know, go through her Facebook page, Patty Rose, and you want to get some shots going, she'll work with you to set a schedule, because that's what I'm trying to get set up now. Thank you so much, Patty. I'm going to say Commissioner Patty Rose. Thank you so much. We have Minister Shannon Lewis. We appreciate you for joining us. Lord knows, you know, as a host of one of our shows and jumping in and sharing your thoughts on our show tonight. We appreciate you so much. And she's down as Queen Ministress Lewis. Thank you so much. Carius Patterson, one of my students from Lyons County. I had a chance to talk with him recently. He's working on doing some things. And as I told him, in a way, I need to support you. Even though I'm going to talk with him about some things. But Carius, thank you so much for joining us. Oh, Reggie Treadwell. Thank you, Reggie Treadwell. Thank you so much for joining us. And life is so positive. I know you're up there in Chicago, and I know a lot of things are going on. We just to keep on grinding, keep doing what you're doing, and just very proud of you, Reg. Keep doing it. Thank you so much for joining us. Also, we have, keep on strolling down, we have Pretty McFadden. Thank you, Pretty, so much for joining us. It's been awesome tonight. It's good to have each and every one of you all. We'll have what I call a watch party of this same show. You can check us out. We also have it on Twitter where we roll over and it'll go to Facebook. It's been good. You know, God is so good. He has blessed us. Let me take a minute or two. We got about 2 or 3 minutes. You know, we're dealing with COVID-19. And I want to say to you, practice the safety measures. One cannot work without the other. You cannot wash your hands and go out without a mask. You can't go out with a mask and don't social distance yourself 6 feet or more. And the dose of something that would be good, all three of the ones I just mentioned would be awesome, but if you don't have to be out, don't have to stay at home. We don't need to have a mandate or order for you because you know being out allows you more susceptible to communicable transfer of COVID-19. If you don't have to, don't go out. If it's not essential, don't go out. Don't just be out, don't be caught in these places where they're, you know, you're going to be wall-to-wall people not wearing masks, and where they're, I know several places that have statewide mask ordered, they're still trying to operate these places, and those places are then shut down. We have to protect. We cannot bend this curve if we continue to go out and do things and think there's not going to be any repercussions. Also, to my family, we want to, and I want to say this to my family, it's a condolence to my cousin who passed. His funeral is going to be Saturday, and that's Michael Smith. And I didn't give a shout out to you, to her. I want to give a shout out to his wife, Annie Catlett Smith. And I know we're going through trying times. Just bow together as a family and just hold on because God got us. His hand does not change. Put your trust in him and we'll be fine. His graveside service will be Saturday at Greenwood Cemetery. And just say, God is with you, each and every one of you all, part of the Smith family, and I'm a member of the Smith family too, so I'm saying it to myself as well. You know, be kind, be loving, be ready to understand that. Hashtag one life matters. Understand the hashtag as we move forth in life is that communication for understanding. We also have to take time to look at that hashtag that always give us the strength that we need to have. It gives me the strength, which is keep on grinding. Time's going to be tough, and life ain't always going to be what you ask it to be, but you have to make sure you just weather the storm. He's going to allow you to go around, over, whatever, those challenges that come before you. Next hashtag is responsible. Be responsible during COVID-19. Be responsible during other things that are going on in our world today. Make sure you get out and vote. The election is so important. Getting out and vote will make a difference. Your vote will count. So we look forward to on November the 4th, if I'm not mistaken, I might be off a date. You're getting out and voting for the best candidate that's going to lead our country, and also those representatives that are, and those congressmen, the legislators who are being reelected, that we elect the right individual. So be responsible. One life matter. Keep on grinding. And just make sure we communicate for understanding. And last but not least, we don't own the rights to this song, but we want you to understand that in life we're going to have many challenges. And we're going to have to work through those challenges. Don't give up. And don't give in. You got to be willing to give anything when you're dealing with love. The Love Cafe says we provide the lust, we provide the attraction, and now we got the attack. Have an awesome time. Have an awesome weekend. We'll check out on Monday, which is Talking Real to You at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We're going to just talk about plain old life issues. So have an awesome night, and we will be able to talk with you on Monday night. As I close out all of my shows, and I want you to tell your family members this and be excited about telling them. We talked about love tonight, talked about listening, overcoming, valuing that person, you know, to be your equal, and excitement and expectation. And I say it all the time. I love you, and I thank you.
Move on with Sylvia.
Have a
now
tonight,
your radio is really turned on.
And we will see
somebody.
You.
Call
talk with you on Monday.
Come on. I'm waiting for you. Ah. See my switchboard lighting up. I like that. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, this is GL. Sylvia, I just love your show.
GL, what can I do for you tonight?
Well, I'm a songwriter. I've had a couple of hits. Got a couple of nice cars. Pretty nice house.
Sounds like you got everything, GL.
You know, it might sound like that, but I'd do anything for love.
I'm waiting for someone who could turn my life around. Someone who could make me feel the way I used to feel, but she never comes. I'm searching, but there's no one that I care to talk about. And all the lovers in the world don't amount to much. What I really want is just one true love, and I'd give anything and everything to fall in love. Just this one time I'd like to find what I'm dreaming of. Well, I could find someone to hold me, but that wouldn't be enough. But I'd give anything to fall in love. I'd rather not be sleeping by myself, staring at the wall. I question